Chapter 6, Gold, Gold, Gold. That night I jerked awake to a shrill hum. A swarm of pixies hovered over me. One was on the tip of my nose, another on my ear, and two were walking down my chest. Several danced on my hands and chirped excitedly. I held very still. I didn't want another attack like in the woods. If only I had set a bucket of dirt on by my bed. They tugged at my fingers, and with their combined efforts, I felt an actual pull to get up. It was still dark. Only a faint glow of moonlight spilt through the window, illuminating my bed and the spinning wheel. Across the room, Grant's snores were deep and even, undisturbed by the chattering and screeching of the pixies. Suddenly, they were right in my ears, and their shrieks and chirps went straight to the center of my brain and shook my skull. They were saying something. I had to strain to listen, but they were chanting excitedly. I didn't know pixies could say real words. "Gold, gold, gold," it sounded like. The pixies tugged at my hair and ears and clothes. Dozens were wrapped around my fingers, furiously beating their wings in an effort to lift me from my bed. They were pulling me toward the spinning wheel. And in that moment, an idea cracked open in my brain. It was like an egg had been sitting there quietly for a long time, and suddenly the egg hatched, and out came the idea. And it was flying all around in my brain and would not stop flapping and chirping until it was let out. I had to let it out. What if pixies couldn't just sense gold inside the mountain? What if they could also sense it in a person? In someone who might possess the magic to take one thing, a piece of fluff or wool or straw, and turn it into gold, gold, gold. I rose from my bed and moved toward the spinning wheel. The pixies squeaked and flitted back and forth between me and the wheel. I placed my hands on the wheel and felt a vibration run through me. I spun it with my hand and listened to the whirring as if it had something to say that I needed to hear. Destiny. That's what this was. I had no wool. The pixies had taken it all the last time I tried to spin. I looked around the cottage. There were chicken bones and chicken feathers and bits of yarn. There were quilts and dishes and the big empty kettle in the hearth. I looked down at my feet. Destiny. It's right under your feet. Just dirt and straw. I said it out loud. Gold, 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 the pixie sang in response. I gathered the straw from the ground until I had a handful. I sat at the wheel. A few pixies fluttered around my hands and the straw in the bobbin. Gold, gold, gold. I fed the straw into the wheel. Whirr, whirr, whirr. I spun the straw. My breath caught in my chest. I stopped, unable to believe what I was seeing. In my hand were bits of straw, but around the bobbin were glowing, shimmering threads. I brushed my finger over the threads, smooth and warm. Gold. I had just spun straw into gold. I let my breath out and my whole chest swelled. Straw, more straw. I scrounged for more straw on the ground, all the little bits I could pick up. I fed them through the wheel. More gold. I ripped open my mattress and pulled out the straw. Who needed a straw mattress when you could sleep on gold? I laughed and chanted rhymes as I spun. One gold thread will buy me bread. A pile of thread makes a crown for my head. I fed the straw into the wheel, rhythmically pulling and twisting it, and it made the most beautiful sound as it transformed into gold. A tinkling song, soft yet vibrant. More pixies burst from the crevices, and they all danced on the gold, twittering and screeching, "Gold, gold, gold!" I laughed. I loved the pixies. I slid the gold, silky gold off the bobbin and onto the floor to make room for more. I spun all the straw in my mattress. I spun until morning broke through the little window and sunlight made the gold glimmer. I stood and admired the fruits of my labor. A fortune lay at my feet, enough to feed me and Gran for the rest of our lives. Gran was still sound asleep, though the sky was lightening. Lately, she slept until after I left for the mines. But I was so excited, I wanted to wake her and show her our fortune. This was my destiny, to be rich and fat and happy. A shadowy movement caught the corner of my eye. I jerked around and saw a figure ducking beneath the window. I ran to the door and stepped outside. Two people were running down the street. Against the rising sun, they were just two black shapes, but I knew those hulking outlines well. Frederick and Bruno. I started to shake. All the excitement drained from me. I didn't care why they had come here or what trick they had been waiting to play. I was only worried about one thing. Had they seen the gold?